Just one halakha from the Gemara Shabbat Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara there brought a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rava regarding what type of garments are obligated in the mitzvah of sisit. Of course, we're talking about four-cornered garments that have an obligation of sisit. But the discussion here is what materials of garments are hayav. Rav Nachman made a dirasha and said that since we find by one area in the Torah that talks about the tum'ah of nega'im, that's the tum'ah of tzara'at, the leprosy, and the Torah talks about how it has the ability to contaminate garments, and specifically the Torah says the garments of semet and pishtim, that's wool and linen. So he says, just like there, it specifically refers to garments of wool and linen. So by sisit, it also mentions beged, mentions garments. It's referring to specifically wool and linen. Therefore, according to Rav Nachman, the only garments that are obligated from the Torah law in sisit are either wool garments or linen garments. Rava, on the other hand, said, no, all garments are obligated in sisit. Whether it's a wool garment, a linen garment, cotton garment, silk garment, just that he gave some different conditions, but basically all garments from the Torah are obligated. So the question is, who does the halakha follow like? So Maran in Siman Tet, in the laws of Sisit, writes the following. En chayav b'sisit min ha-Torah, ela beged pishtim, או בגד של צמר רחלים, אבל בגדי שאר מינים אין חייבים בסיסית אלא מדרבנן. So Maran clearly was posek like Rav Nachman, that the only garments that are obligated in the Torah is a wool garment. The Rama writes, ויש אומרים, דחולהו חייבים מדאורייתא והכי הלכתא. The Rama that wrote a halakha for the Ashkenazim was posek like Rava, that said all garments are hayav min ha-Torah. And that's the way the Ashkenazim hold. So it comes out, we have a tremendous machloket here. If a person, let's say, is wearing a cotton garment with sisit, according to the Sefaradim, he's only fulfilling a mitzvah midrabbanan. According to the Ashkenazim, he's fulfilling a mitzvah min ha-Torah. And since we accepted the opinion of Maran, so therefore one should make his greatest effort to try to wear a wool sisit, even though now we're coming to the summer months where people like to wear lighter garments so they shouldn't sweat, they shouldn't be uncomfortable. But again, in this case, is what the Mishnah Pirkei Avot said, Defum sa'ara agra, according to the pain, the gain. And therefore, there's a greater value, of course, to do a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Imagine, according to some opinions, every moment that you're wearing the sisit, you're fulfilling a mitzvah from the Torah. That's a very, very great opportunity. And therefore, one should try to follow the opinion that to wear a wool garment with sisiyot on it, and then he can fulfill mitzvat aseh min ha-Torah. However, if it's too hot for him, or it's some people it's itchy, or different excuses that they don't want to fulfill the mitzvah from the Torah, or they can't, then he can get a cotton garment and put sisiyot on it as well, and they can fulfill at least the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Everybody should go out of their way to go wear the mitzvah of sisit. Even though, technically, if you don't have a four-cornered garment, you're not obligated in sisit. And if you have one, so then you have the obligation. Once you go out of his way to buy the four-cornered garment in order to fulfill the mitzvah, aseh. So somebody should not squander such an opportunity, such an easy mitzvah. And once you put it on, you don't even realize you're wearing it. It's under your garment. You can fulfill such a mitzvah. So again, one should try to follow Maran to wear a wool garment to fulfill the mitzvah min ha-Torah.